Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo, Thursday evenings live at 7:30 p.m. Real talk for those who live outside the Matrix. Call me now and join the conversation at 347-826-9597 or hail me up on Twitter at Real Miss Cleo or visit me at conversationswithcleo.com. Become a part of the economic evolution. Red or blue? You decide, star.
Create a new world.
much too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back every day. Cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again. Oh, oh yes, I am wise, but it is with the born of faith. Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I gained. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong, I am invincible, I am woman. Well, my feet not fit so comfortably on your shoulders are the same ones that got us in my crowd. Yeah, with all the muscles that you're building, you must be strong enough to lift this standard. Make me wanna hang around. Yeah, hope you ever tell me what this is beyond all forget this. Why you gotta turn my smile upside down? Yeah, you used to say I'm on the blessing. No, you say I'm BMS, and so I guess there ain't no point hanging around. Yeah, well, I don't wanna be no guy, just wanna be appreciated by the eye. Don't believe the pocket influence the content. Tongue, I mean a lack of common sense. Who am I saying? I don't wanna be no guy, just wanna be respected by the eye. Don't let the style overshadow the credentials. Be dressed for no diminished potential. Who am I saying? Yeah, take it.
Ooh, you, the night was on, the night went on.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo. I want to go ahead and fade out on my girl, Miss Erica Badu. If you notice this evening on the, 12th of September 2013, that I'm very excited. We've got some powerful music setting the mood because we have been talking about this now, it feels like, for a couple of weeks, maybe shorter period of time, but I'm just so damned excited. So if I cannot speak clearly, please don't judge me. We have this evening calling in to Conversations with Cleo two fabulously amazing queens who are going to come to the table, our cyber table, if you would, and we're going to chat. We're going to chat about their newest collaboration entitled The Sisters Fight, and we are going to be talking about life, a few other things. So when we come back, after we do a little bit of business here at the top of the show, we will be joined by Tammy, a.k.a. Miss PD, of Poetic Designs, as well as P Radio, and Miss Danica Worthy, two of the authors of the Sisters Fight. So I know that you're on the lines. I see them lit it. Please tune in. And like I said, we just got to take care of a little business here at Conversations with Cleo. And that's going to take me, you know, I know you all say, Miss Cleo, no, nothing take you a little bit of time. Well, don't, you know, give me a chance. Because when I'm ready to get to a conversation, that's a wonderful thing. And I'm ready to get to this conversation with these two fabulous queens. Right off the top, for all of you who tuned in yesterday morning to the Morning Cook-Off Show, with Smith the Money Kid and Mr. HD, and they got enough handles, man. I swear they must be Jamaican because they have enough names, you understand? But, and to my two newest additions to my family, my two new little brothers, of course, they didn't say older because they know I'm old as dirt. Well, not dirt, nice dirt. You know, dirt is a good thing. Can you see how excited I'm at? I'm having a hot flash all at the same time. But they were so wonderful to me. We had such a blast on the ear. And I just have to continue to show love and give respect out to Energy Music, out to Smith, out to Little Villa Pub, out to the whole family there. These cats are networking. They are building. They are doing the things that make me excited. So I want you all, those of you who are not hip to them, check them out. If you stand behind me, I want you to stand behind them, Zin. And one of the connections to that whole coming together, that vibration, that building started with Tammy, a.k.a. Miss PD, or Miss PD, a.k.a. Tammy. I'm not really sure. And Black, who got to give some love out to my brother out there. I know he's going to be feeling a little bit left out because we got the girls in the house, you know. But I hung out with the brethren yesterday in the morning time. But the night time is for the ladies, so we're going to hang out with them. So, again, mad love out to the Morning Cook-Up Show. It was a stone blast. Also, a big shout-out to Glory to the Boys. This individual asked me to give a shout out to all of the brave men and women in our armed forces around the planet, because I think we're kind of a little bit everywhere. Please know that we appreciate you. We are honored by your service. We even more so appreciate your families, your wives, your husbands, your boyfriends, your girlfriends, your children, your grandchildren, for making the sacrifice that they do in order for all of us here to be safe. Whether you agree with war or not with war, what you do have to agree with is the courage. So much love out to each and every one of you. You know we want every one of you to come back whole and healthy to the families here and to the people that love you. And again, that shout out requested at Glory to the Boys. Have to invite you all as we get amped up and ramped up for our fundraiser in November 14, 2013. The date has been set for Passion for Paz, the 2013 Dundun Award recipient. I would invite each and every one of you to go to conversationswithcleo.com, click on 2013 Dundun Award, and there is a wonderful video. If you didn't have enough information about all of the wonderful things that Ava Rhodes and Passions for Paz are doing, here is a video where you can see some of the wonderful canines and felines that she takes care of. You get a little bit more information just about who Ava is and how committed she is to her passion. And that passion I share with her, Passion for Paz. And those of you who saw my Twitter earlier, I raced out west to go grab some dinner and to support all of my wonderful entrepreneurs out there at the Wellington Food Truck Invasion. Much love always to you. And as I bring that thank you, I have to bring it back around to somebody who's really important in my life. And God love her. I don't know sometimes how she puts up with everything that is me. But there are times when I don't shout it from the rooftops, and I have a platform, so I gotta give some love and I gotta give great respect to my partner, to my girlfriend, to the woman I sleep with, to the woman I laugh with. Let me tell you something, we are co-grandmothers together as well, and she is so patient with me, and she will just about follow me anywhere or go with me. She doesn't follow me because she's a badass herself, you know. But she jumped up and ran out to the food truck invasion with me. You know, she's a busy woman herself, and she just doesn't hardly ever tell me no. And when she does need to, she just thumps me in the side of the head, and I get it. And darling, I know that you're listening because she tunes in. How wonderful is that? I know you're listening, and once again, I thank you, and I love you, sweet pea. All right, say Miss Cleo, that was record time, hear me, man. That was record time for me to move through everything and get all of those wonderful shout-outs. We are going to do what we do best, and that is support small business. So we are going to get ready here to give a couple of shout-outs to the folks who do it every day, to the folks who make it possible in their world to see how wonderful life is and how the whole process comes together when we are business people. Because many of you, I know that Miss PD, she's a businesswoman as well. Danica Worthy, businesswoman as well. And some of us are doing two and three jobs at one time. Like I said, the whole of y'all Jamaican. No. I'm out of control. So with that being said, I'll give some love up to those small independent business owners. Know that Conversations with Cleo supports you and loves you. When I want to do something nice for myself, I mean really nice, I head out to go buy my favorite cupcakes from the only bakery in South Florida that does it better than I do. Dolce Gourmet Cupcakes. CWC's 2013 Best Food Truck of the Year. Treat your palate as well as your heart. At Dolce Gourmet Cupcakes, it's all about the love. You can hit them up on Twitter at Dolce G Cupcakes to find out where they'll be next. I usually find them out at the Wellington Food Truck Invasion. Hey, tell them Cleo sends her love and save me a cupcake too. All righty then. Look here, we're going to do just a couple of them out there because we want to get these two wonderful ladies. So look here, we're getting ready to bring them on. I see them both lit up here on my board. You all out there in the Twitterverse know them as at Danica Inspires and at Poetic Designs. Also, Tammy, also known as Miss PD, co-host of PD Radio every Tuesday evening here on Blog Talk Radio. And I would like to count Tammy as a friend as well. And Danica, we are slowly and quickly getting to know each other. So without further ado, I am just beside myself. I can't tell you. Without further ado, we welcome to Conversations with Cleo, Tammy, a.k.a. Miss PD, and Danica Worthy, co-authors of The Sisters Fight. Now, we're going to bring them online. All right. Okay. Let's see. Miss PD, are you there? Hello? Okay. Do I got everybody? Tammy, you there? Hello? Don't you love technicalities? Let's see here. I got everybody. I got you live on the mic. What can I hear you all?
Hello? Oh, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Tammy.
You hear me?
Hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello?
Okay. Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me now? Hello? Okay, let's try this again, folks. All right, let's see here. Danica?
Hello.
You got me? Can you hear me, darling?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I couldn't hear. Tell me. So you stay right there. Let me go get her. Hold on.
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Danica,
all right.
You here?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Look here. Technology abounding. Ladies, welcome. I thank you so much. So one more time, Danica Worthy and Tammy, a.k.a. Miss PD, put your hands together. You know what? Give us some love, motherfuckers. Clap your hands.
Give us some love, motherfuckers.
That's how we work in here. That's some good. All righty. Now, I had to do that because you ladies are just too fierce. Welcome. How's your day going?
Oh, today is wonderful.
Tammy, how's your day? I don't know. Maybe we can do a conference thing all at one time because I got you, Danica. I'm not sure where Tammy went to. Tammy, you there? I don't know. I think Tammy's having a little technical problem, so we're going to check back with her. I'm sorry about that. And your day, Danica, thank you so much for taking the time out of your evening, darling, to come onto the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no. I just really, I have been reading The Sisters Fight. I think it is a phenomenal piece of work. I know that, Tammy, if you're there, sweet pea, hold on. We're going to try and bring you in one more time. Tammy, you there? Tammy? All right, Tammy must have hit a mute button or something, but we're going to keep on talking to Danica, and when we take a break, we'll see if we can't bring her in. So let me ask you a question, darling. How did you all come together? How many authors are part of the collaboration that is the Sisters Fight?
There are four of us, mm-hmm. and we came together on Twitter. we were all writing, and I believe it was just divine intervention. We liked each other's vibe. We would vibe off of each other, and we just decided that we wanted to do something collectively.
Wow. And this happened in the Twitterverse, right?
Twitterverse, yes.
Yeah, I love that. That is amazing.
Yes.
So now, you are a writer. Is this your first published work, or have you been a poet for a long time? Tell me what your background is, Danica.
Yes, this is my first published work, but I've been writing since I was about 14 years old. Writing is my passion. I love writing. That's just a place that I can release, a place that I feel comfortable. So when I hooked up with Tammy and Jamila and Deidre, it was just wonderful to be able to write about something that was bigger than ourselves. And when we sat down and said we wanted to write about cancer, which all of us had been affected or affected by cancer and bullying, that it was easy to sit down and really,
hey, we got you. All right, go ahead, finish your statement, Danica. We'll pick up with Tammy in 2 seconds. When you all had been impacted by cancer.
Yeah, we all had been either directly affected or affected by it, so it was easy and it was hard to sit down and kind of write your feelings down, but it was just soothing to the soul to be able to do something bigger than ourselves.
Wow. Tammy, you there, sweet pea? Tammy? Boy, I should have talked to her when we had her. Tammy, what's wrong with your phone, Bredreen?
Hello.
Are you there? Oh, you got all kinds of feedback and everything, Mommy.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. I'm not sure where... Are you in a hole?
No.
No? Okay. Can you turn up your volume?
Sorry.
No, baby. Try one more time. Try one more time, because you sound like you're... Can you hear her, Danica?
I can hear a little bit. Come on, Tammy.
Yeah, no, you can hear. We're going to have to try one more time. All right? And try, hang up and try one more time, Tammy.
Okay.
Don't you love technology? Technology is wonderful until it's not.
Exactly.
So, now, so you were saying, I want to wait for Tammy to come back. But in the interest of keeping the, let's see, I think she's tried again. All right. And we are trying. Even my computer. She went away. All right. Now, how many poems are in the complete work of The Sisters Fight? Not that it's about quantifying, but just curious as to the contributions of each woman. Did you all speak to different aspects of how you were impacted or affected by the... by cancer and other vibrations, or did someone take the lead? What was that teamwork? What did that look like?
Oh, it was all equally spread abroad. We did about 6 poems apiece, and we worked very well together. We split up the work of how we wanted to do everything. So everyone did their work and took a lead role. So we had an editor. We was blessed by Tammy's husband, Kay Black. He did the cover for us. We had Deidre and Jamila to do the editing, and me and Tammy, we did the collecting of the poems. So we all had our hand in it.
Mm-hmm. I think we might have her. Let's try her to bring her in again. Miss Petey.
Hello.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
Yay.
Thank God. Hallelujah.
I apologize, you guys. I don't know what happened.
Honey, that's just them trying to stop all of this powerful energy. No ramp. It's all right. Welcome,
so.
Tammy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. You know I love you, star. You know me, I bread.
Yeah.
I'm a sister. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here. Thank you so much.
So now we were talking a little bit with Dana and she was giving, you know, the props all over the place, which I love. But I had just asked her about, you know, the four women working together. And the reason I asked that question is because so often women get a bad rap for working together. You know what I'm saying? That we can't do it. We're incapable. In particular, when the women look like, you know, meaning that we're chocolates. But that doesn't sound like what happened for the four of you. But I want my listeners to understand these people met in the Twitterverse, but if I'm not mistaken, you all live geographically other places, correct?
That's right. That's right. I'm in New Jersey. Danica, she's in New York. And the other ladies are in Atlanta, I believe.
Danica, yes. You're in Atlanta? Wow. So now, because of the way that we live with computers, you all were able to move all of these works around via email, via cloud, via whatever?
Exactly. It's very easy with technology today to put together a body of work from different places. It wasn't very hard to do. You know, it's just a matter of time and getting it done.
Exactly.
And so how long did the project, how long did the creative process take for you all?
Wow. Not long at all, right, Danica? Not long at all.
No, I mean, not at all. I think we set goals, and we said that we wanted to have it out by September, and we started in July, I think.
Right,
Yeah.
Wow. That was very quick.
Well, no, you know, good work doesn't require a millennium. And Danica, you should correct me when I say your name wrong. I'm always mashing up something. So I'm calling you Danica, and you're just answering. Shame on you. You should say, Mistrio, get it together. My name is Danica. What do you know? If you leave it up to me, baby, I'll rename you completely. So you're so sweet for not clocking me, C. Now, you know what, I'm going to put you ladies on the spot, because I have read the piece called The Sisters Fight. Where did that, the title, Danica was saying about the fact that you all have all had this struggle with or been impacted by cancer, is that where the collective title, The Sisters Fight, came from?
Yes, because we all have battled cancer, or someone close to us has, and that's how, you know, we connected and brought the whole project together, and as well as the bullying, you know, that goes on so often, and a lot of times it's not talked about, and same with the cancer. I feel like people don't want to talk about it. It's taboo, you know, but this is something ongoing, and we need to shed light on the subject, on the two subjects.
Now, I don't want to ruin the book for anyone, but I have the two of you here, and clearly you've written a book about it. Do you mind if I ask which one? Because I am a cancer survivor as well, so I empathize and I respect you all. But would you mind talking about, for both of you, Danica and Tammy, whether it was being impacted by it personally or affected by it because of someone that you cared for? Would you all mind talking for a few moments about that?
Not at all. Huh? Danica, you want to go?
Sure. For me, it was both. I have been affected by it by family members, friends. I just had a best friend that I call a sister. I sat with her while she took her last breath. We actually had lumpectomies on the same day. So when we sat down and talked about this, I had just survived and became a champion. I call myself a champion. Anytime I come and go through an obstacle, I'm a champion. So this was just magnificent to connect with these powerful ladies and to, you know, write something that was just so powerful and that could help millions. You know, it's not about me, it's about who I can help. So it was both.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's respect. And you, Tammy?
For me, there is cancer in my family, but My father passed away from cancer 3 years ago, and it was very hard for me. And to this day, I still haven't fully dealt with it because, right. you know, my father was just everything, like
right.
just everything. I was like the true daddy's girl, and we talked every single day. We either talked or saw each other every single day. I mean, that's how close we were. And to see this man that I call Superman just kind of wither away from the cancer was just, it was just so hard. Like, it was just very hard to accept. So, you know, before we did this book, I really didn't talk about it much. I didn't. Mm-hmm. So coming together to do this project really forced me to kind of deal with it a little bit, but mm-hmm. still on a subliminal level, because I feel like I still can't dive too deep in it. But, you know, I have a couple pieces in the book that are directly dedicated to him, called The Soul of Bell. That was, you know, his last name. I call mm-hmm. it The Soul of Bell, and I have another, you know, piece dedicated to him as well. And that's where I wrote from as far as the cancer, just watching my father and dealing with him every day and seeing his struggle dealing with it, which was very hard.
No, I empathize with my heart. Goes out to both of you for your strength. And Tammy, I was a daddy's girl. Mm-hmm. And so I watched my father, who I was my hero as well. So it's very, very difficult mm-hmm. watch him die from leukemia. And and to Danica, I mean, I agree with you. Once you have traversed that obstacle and once you've cleared that mountain, you are not a survivor, you are a victor, you are a champion, just as you say. And you ladies, all four of you, are champions. All four of you are queens. To first and foremost, put yourselves out there emotionally, you know, mm-hmm. To bear, you know, for the benefit of others learning, which I think is honorable and commendable without a doubt, because the conversations, and I'm going to go here and say this, and you all agree or disagree. I appreciate the conversation. But I think moreover, in the Black community, that we may not always talk about these things as openly as we need to in order for all of us as women, young women, middle-aged women, and older women to benefit mm-hmm. from this. And it has to begin somewhere. And
you're right.
For it to begin with you four ladies, I think, is brilliant. And when I became aware of the book, I mean, it has been an objective of mine to have you on, because I also think that poetry is so healing. Mm-hmm. Now, the book has been out for how long now?
It came out in September 2012.
Oh, wow. That is really, really, really wonderful. And with regard to the healing, for you, Danica, as well as for Tammy, I know, Tammy, you just spoke to the fact that it started to help you. But have you found your creative vibration, writing, etc., has that been a source as you are growing, as you are traveling your journey, has that ability to create in that way been a source or a pathway to healing for either of you?
It is for me. I mean, like I said, I hadn't really talked about, you know, in depth about losing my dad. But, you know, writing this book, it really helped me a lot. It brought me a lot farther with my feelings than it did in the past. And even there's one particular piece in there that whenever I read it about him, it's like the emotions come. I start mm-hmm. to, you know, I start to feel it. And even though it hurts, it's very healing because I'm starting to let it out. So it is very healing
thing.
For me. Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's why we wanted to do this book, because like you said, a lot of times, you know, topics are taboo. We don't want to discuss it. And I don't know why we are that way, but we are. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very important that we let others know, like, I understand what you're going through. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been through what you're going through, you know, and, you know, read these words and let it help you. You know, it's not going to take away the pain, but it will help.
Well, I have to tell you, ladies, I hate to cut you off, but let me tell you something. My lines are lit up, you understand, because you all have quite a lot of love out there in the world, in the Twitterverse, whatever the case is. So I welcome all of your brethren and sistren to the show. Danica, wanted to ask you a slightly different question, since you yourself are a champion in this journey past cancer. When it was presented to you, when the doctor said this is the case, this is what it looks like. I know that there are a few pieces in the book that deal with that moment, but if you wouldn't mind just talking to some of the ladies out there that may be dealing with that right now, what that felt like and how you moved through it or got through it, or maybe you just screamed and threw something through the window. I don't know. But, you know, you could share a little bit.
When I first found out that there was a mass in my breast, I went to the doctor for one thing, and I found out it was something else. And my first instinct was to be in denial, and I just kept doing what I do. And what I do is I use my life to the betterment of others, but what Danica does is she forgets to take care of herself. Mm-hmm. And so what I did was I started using what I was learning to help others. So I would sit on the phone with my friends who had cancer and counsel them, and this was healing me. But I was hurting inside, but it was healing me. But I felt like I just wanted to avoid it until my mother and my family said, hey, you got to go get this checked out. And then I went and got it checked out. And by the grace of God, it was early that I was able to do something about it.
Right.
But what I do is I use my life to assist others. But I'm learning, because I always feel like we're, no matter how much we know, we're always in a state of learning. So
one would hope so,
yeah.
Right?
Yes. So I'm always, you know, learning to take care of myself. So it's all about me now. So I know to go to the doctors to get those checkups, because it's scary to think that you could, you know, I watched my friend take her last breath, you know, even though she did it on her last terms, you know, on her own terms. But I learned what she rushed for, what her sense of urgency was in her life, because she wanted to get married. She wanted to do all those things because she was coming full circle. So it taught me a lot.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
My goodness. I know that folks within the sound of my voice, I have had friends as well. I agree with you. When I found out I had a mass that was actually visible, so it was external in my hip area, and I didn't pay much attention to it. And I remember when I did finally go to the doctor, and they said that it was cancer, and I told them, I said, well, if you can't make me look like the bionic woman, then we don't need to have a conversation. Their immediate solution was, well, we're going to take it off. We'll take off your leg. And I was like, I laughed.
Wow.
That's not going to happen. I went into denial, like Danica, and I moved around for about 2 months, and I had a dear friend of mine, and I said, you know, if I start dragging my leg along, I said, I just want you to kill me. I said, so the kids will get me to do that.
Wow.
But I mean, for me, my denial looks like enough jokes, okay? My denial, that's where I go. And I still have not written about it. So I take my hat off to you ladies, because it's not something... it's not something that, and I'm not sure why I hadn't written about it, and I didn't talk to it about, you know, that same thing. I'm a little bit older than the two of you, and I didn't talk to people I didn't, you know, I didn't tell people about it at all. What I ultimately would do with close family is I would say, as it would grow, because I took a different path. I did naturopathic medicine rather than Western medicine. And I used to call it my displaced ball, literally, because it was like ball. But
wow.
It wasn't in the place that the balls are supposed to be. It was somewhere else. And so I figured that I could walk around and say I had crutches and a ball. How wonderful. But again, I stayed at the humor right up until it was gone. And then, oddly enough, when it was gone, it had become a friend. And so I missed it for a while. Yeah, go figure. But I tell this part of the story because I want women within the sound of our voices to understand that denial gets us nothing.
Right.
That no matter how frightening it is, that you do have to have someone like Tammy or Danica or like the wonderful friends that I have had over the last decade and change, who were there to listen to me, who were there to counsel me. My sister-in-law that I lost this year, you know, I heart attack took her out, but she was a breast cancer survivor as well. And I want to ask either one of you, I know, Tammy, you were already frightened because you were losing your father. But even if you all have stories for the other ladies, when my sister-in-law got it, I became petrified. I wasn't even a good sister because she was so much someone I looked up to that the fact that she could get sick like that was absolutely terrifying to me. Terrifying, okay? Because then you start to... You start to look at one's own mortality. Talk to me about that. Either of you, both of you.
You know what? With my father, denial is what really hurts us the most. Because with my father, he was sick, and like you, Miss Cleo, he wouldn't tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as I start to watch him, and I'm noticing his health is changing, and I'm like, you know, Dad, what's going on? I knew something was wrong. I knew something was wrong, but he never wanted to talk about it. So one day he had to go to the doctor, and I said, I'm going with you. I mean, at this point, though, I had knew that he had cancer. I just didn't know how advanced it was. And he had to go to a doctor's appointment, and I took him. I said, I'm going with you. And the doctor crushed my heart, Miss Cleo, because she told me, she said, you know, your father, because at that point they were giving him 6 months.
Wow.
And she said, your father, you know, had a stronger possibility for longer life if he would have had surgery a year ago. She said she offered him the surgery a year prior. He had liver cancer, you know, to remove part of the liver. And she said he could have had that surgery and it would have saved his life, but he refused it. Now, that was a whole year that went by that I just found that out. He never said it. Wow. He never told me. You know, so, and dealing with that and with the liver cancer and watching him, like, fluid filled up in his belly. And so he would look like he was 9 months pregnant. His weight had dropped down to, like, looking like a skeleton, and his stomach filled up with fluid. And he had to go, like, once a week. Then it went to, you know, three times a week. Then it went to, like, every other day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was just miserable. And to see this man who has always been so strong, so tough, you know, I see the look in his eyes, and he was bitter. He was bitter. And it was hard for me as his daughter to even be in the same room with him. You know, hard because to see him just kind of fade away, it was just hard to deal with.
No,
you know?
That happened. No. Danica, I keep wanting to call you Danica. Danica, I love you, sweetie. You're patient with me. And for you, clearly it would be a bit different. But you know what? I know that you said you went into denial. Which family member was it that said you need to go to the doctor and deal with this and stop taking care of everybody else? When did you actually recognize that that was what you would you had to do?
It took me about It took me about 6 months before I decided to.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. It took about 6 months. And, you know, in hindsight, when my sister friend passed away, it really scared me because we had the lumpectomies on the same day, and she went through chemo, did everything, and it was gone. And 3 months later, it just resurfaced, and she went to the clinic, and they told her that there was nothing that they can do. And 2 days later, she couldn't talk, and we had to, you know, we went with the family, and she went to hospice. She just, her body shut down just that quick. And so in hindsight, I'm like, wow. Just,
That's wild. It just
wowed me that I waited that long. And here it is. She's doing everything that she needed to do. And she was gone just that quick.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I, you know, I got a goosebump, and I'm sure that everyone that is listening, because unfortunately, nowadays, you're hard-pressed not to meet people who have not either been impacted personally by the C word, cancer, or affected by it because they have lost family or they are living with family who is fighting the good fight. Against cancer and that that type of vibration. I stutter because these stories, you know, we know people as much as we can know them until you get closer and you recognize that everybody's journey is pretty phenomenal, you know what I'm saying, without any kind of judgment. But when you get thrown a curveball, and for this beautiful young woman to do all of the things that she was supposed to be doing, and you were delaying it, Danica, you know, that kind of epiphany, or that kind of clarity is almost more frightening than going in and having it, you know, dealt with per se, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know about you all, but I need a drink of water. Because I'm trying to hold it together between tears, because you see, when I get nervous and I get uncomfortable, I make jokes. So, I need to take some water. Otherwise, I'm going to do a bad imitation of Eddie Murphy. So we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to let these lovely ladies sit there, water, wine, whatever they might be drinking or snacking on. And we are going to take a quick pause. See, we're all laughing and making jokes. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause. And you know what? This may not be the best timing, but you know, I'm going to do this for you, Danica, and for you, Tammy. And then when you all come back, I'm going to see you all out there, if we can get the ladies to take a couple of calls. So if you want to call us up, you all know the number, 347-826-9597. If you have any questions for Tammy or Danica, please give us a ring again at 347-826-9597. Or you can hit us up on Twitter at Real Miss Cleo, REALMS. CLEO, and this one goes out to all of the beautiful spirits who never leave us and take care of us always. For 55 a.m.
A ringing phone, a voice filled with sorrow, a dial tone. Shortness of breath, disbelief, tears, relief, anger, fear, bewilderment. No heartbeat, silence. Can't feel my legs, can't feel my feet. A tiny voice, mommy, what's wrong? Small hands, quiet voice. Baby girl, grandpa is gone. A child's hug, silent rocking, big brown eyes, concerned, confused. Don't worry about grandpa, baby, he's all right. A turn, a smile, a kiss. Mommy, I'm worried about you. No support, dysfunction, bad blood, family feud. No notice, no wake, no funeral, no final goodbye. Not for me. Hurt feelings, emotional paralysis, inconsolable pain. Weekly therapy, divorce, new love, blind eyes, a lifetime. 14 years, still miss, still cry, no therapy, no history, time passing, healing. A father, a protector, a hero, a mentor, confidant and friend. Daddy's girl, bloodshot eyes, red nose, pride, silly smile, wicked style, pouting lips, spoiled brat, lonely orphan. Again. Wrote most of the CD, sitting, thinking, sighing, dreaming, crying under she. Tall glass of ice, Coca-Cola on the side, a bag of barbecue chips, pinning paper, rustling leaves, chimes, glistening sunlight. I feel safe, quieted, and tranquil. Never really paid much attention to her in the beginning. I respected her grandeur, her wisdom, her experience. Too smug or too stupid to be humbled by her presence, her power, her gifts. Ah, and how she loved me. Even when I didn't show love back, her patience for my loving recognition endured. While I wonder, could I have risen to such an occasion? I sound selfish, I know. She loved so many. Why do I believe I was special? Because she showed me so. The signs and the lessons shared without judgment, why count when the list continues? Carved initials, a poem about love, a wild orchid, and assorted tokens of life. Strange, but not really, I had no idea how important Mongo would be until I lost Anne-Marie. I miss you, Mommy. So used to running to her to dry my tears, listen to my rants, and to love me like the Creator made me. That's what she said, and that's what she did. When she left, there was nothing but space. No matter where I ran, I had no place until I found myself under the mango tree. My first tears fell on that day while I sat under the tree, waiting for a phone call I really didn't need, because I already knew sometimes it sucks to be me. She had finished her human journey. Every moment I miss her, wishing she was still in this dimension. I miss her even though my heart and mind conspire to deny my loss. 3 months doesn't seem long unless you are waiting for the pain to stop so you can move the fuck on. You have to live life, baby. Don't let life live you. And the mango tree echoes the old lady's words, because she continues to live life. In spite of the asphalt parking lot more than 150 years old, she has observed the human condition, watching generations come and go. And she is still teaching from beyond, reminding me all the while that energy does not die, no boundaries known. I see her more clearly every day, often while sitting, visiting, chatting and laughing under the mango tree. The pain hasn't gone away, and the tears fall from time to time, sometimes for no reason at all. Grief is a strange thing. Jebu Ami, mommy. All right, my dears, we are back with Tammy Bell, a.k.a. Miss PD, and Danica Worthy, co-authors of The Sisters Fight. And so wonderful. That is from me to you two. I think that you all are champions. I think you are mentors. I think you are absolutely delightful. And it is interesting, while we are talking about the subject of cancer, I also wanted to touch on the issue of bullying. Who brought the bullying perspective to the book, to the table, if you would?
I'm not really sure who brought it up. Danica, do you remember who brought up bullying?
Okay, that's all right. It's not. I just threw him. He said, "What the hell?"
Nobody wants to claim that. I don't know why.
I don't know.
Nobody wants to claim that.
But yeah, some of the ladies have dealt with it in some way or another. So that's how it came up.
Okay, very good, very good. And now, bringing it back full circle with, as we were just talking, death is our letting go. Did you all examine the other part of, is that part of some of the pieces? I recognize that it is about the letting go. Did either of you, both of you, having lost very, very dear people to you, what was that letting go process like? I know, Tammy, you said you're still getting ever closer. What about you, Danica? What is that letting go and that trying to heal? I know that you say you do it through helping other people as well, but when you're sitting by yourself, are either of you angry at the person that left you?
Me personally, I'm not angry, but I am bitter over, you know, losing my father at the age of 58. I'm bitter at the cancer. I'm not bitter at him. Yeah. And he was trying to hold on to the very end. And me and my brother had to talk to him, and we had to give him the okay. We told him he was trying to hold on and stay there for us. And we had to let him know, because he was in so much pain and he was suffering. Mm-hmm. And we had to let him know. We said, "Dad, it's okay.
Yeah.
We're fine. Don't worry about us. It's okay." And with that, it just took a turn. But to talk about how I feel about the cancer, I wrote a poem. It's very quick, if I can.
I would love this. I would love it. And Danica, that means you get one ready too, honey. All right, you all. I want you to just sit back. You're going to give the microphone over to the co-authors of The Sisters Fight. Y'all do your thing. I'm sitting here listening.
All right, this piece is called Unwanted Invader. It's about cancer. Seems unfair, the unbearable truth we sometimes face. Bodies slowly ravaged from within by disease foreign to our health, robbing the host of vitality and strength, allowing weakness to invade. Cancer, the top play spade. Triumphs are rare, yet they do occur for the exception, the ones who refuse to acknowledge its power over life. Those who believe in the miracles of faith. Those who plant seeds in the power of a higher being to be free in his grace. How can such poisonous venom be free to roam bodies and dim the hearts of so many? The extension of this alien needs a conclusion with a happy ending. Crying, pain, treatment, loss. Promises of remission to return at a greater cost. Cancer, I hate you. I don't understand your inception.
Are you proud of your work? Basking in the glow of devouring another precious life on this earth? Your victory is short-lived because the love you took still lives on with restored healthy bodies, free in heaven's arms.
Wow. 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 I got a goosebump from that one, boy. Wow. Wow. I don't have no other words.
Thank you.
I got nothing. Speechless, not very often. Okay, I'm just going to pass it on to you, Danica.
Okay, this one is called Silent Bully, and it's about cancer. Okay. A gentle caress of my breast, a hidden discovery. A mass, hard and unique, is how you were found. Didn't know or understand the power you hold. You struck me with a silent but powerful velocity. Cancer, a silent bully, taking form and a constant seeking shelter in my temple. You led me to believe that I have no power, no other alternative but to lie down and die. You surface and hide, leaving me a mental stain, pain, wondering will you resurface. Lurking and attached to my blood cells, even after treatment, keeping me afraid and fearing for my life. You are my silent bully, but I refuse to let you win. I call you out and acknowledge that you are real and that you are there. I connect with others battling the silent bully to comfort and heal and find a solution. A study of your origin, a gifted research, buddy, families of survivors have joined the cause to bring a blow of the silent bully to rest.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Ladies, I'm humbled. It's interesting, Danica, we're talking about bullies, but cancer was your silent
mm-hmm.
bully. And I would imagine as far as bullying goes, boy, that kind of thing let me say, folks, for those of you out there listening, and I can't tweet it fast enough, that this book, for both men and women, is a must read. All right?
Mm-hmm.
It has to happen. If you or anyone around you is dealing with any of the subject matter that these amazing queens have written about, I would highly recommend the reading, because they did it to share their emotions, they did it to heal themselves, the myriad of reasons why they opened themselves up personally, because for some people it is easy, other people not so much, but when you put something down in writing, it makes it more real than a little bit. Would you agree, ladies?
I agree 100%, yes.
And
as a black woman, as a woman who is a mother of daughters, I appreciate both of you, and I thank you. The words don't seem to be enough, but just know that I absolutely appreciate your being vulnerable to an audience that you don't know. You know, both as authors, as any of the touring, the interviews that you do, you are vulnerable with an audience you do not know. And in mm-hmm. my opinion, that requires just about as much courage as any one of us as an individual can muster.
Wow. Thank you, Ms. Cleo.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Do you mind, Ms. Cleo, if I read another poem? Do you mind if I read...
No, I would welcome it. I was going to just ask, so get out of my head, Tommy. Stop it. Please. And Danica, get your next one ready, too. Come on now.
Okay.
All right, this is the last one. This one is about bullying, which is another subject our book is about. And this piece is called Bruise. Tortured tears of unbearable pain cry out in colors of blue. Glazed over glass eyes broken in silence by intense ridicule. Desensitized, yet feeling every emotion, every spew of vile, immature commentary. The weight of my back breaks my spine, the ground in full view. Lifting my head only results in more pain as I am beaten black and blue. Beaten in the sense of my spirit being crushed, foul stench of spiteful tongue. The battle temporarily snuffed, yet the war has just begun. Fighting for my life, my dignity, and respect of just being me. Conform to what you deem acceptable just to fit in, I will not, so I stand here, bleeding. I'll take the bruises, the abuse, the lethal verbal insults just to remain who I am. For your beatings can't change what God has made me. I am part of his master plan. So now I've been pushed to my breaking point, yet break I shall not. Now I build my own fortress and retreat to nourish my spirit with a higher sense of purpose. On the surface, my body looks frail and notched, but that's the punishment, fit the crime. The crime of being different and not up to your standards. Where in the eyes of ugly does beauty lie? Bruce.
Wow.
Wow. Love it.
Thank you.
Let me give you a snap. I'll give you some snaps because I got no words. I just got to snap it up like we used to do it back in the 70s. I just got to snap it up. Go on. Come on with that, Danica. Come on, baby.
Come on, Danica.
Okay, this one is my favorite, and this one I dedicate to women, to children, and to the men who is not ready to let go of their hair if they're suffering through cancer. This one is called No Hair, Don't Care.
All right.
I am the champion of cancer. I've decided to take a holistic approach to effectively combat the disease. The chemotherapy caused me to lose my hair. Today, I realized that I don't care. No more trying to find the right fitted wig. I've thrown away all of my lace fronts. I continue to bedazzle my scarves and hats, but realize it's not a necessity. I didn't choose cancer. It chose me. While giving me the opportunity to research myself, I realized the mental tug of war is over. Gazing in the truth, I see a silhouette of grace, a sort of regal sexiness staring me in the face. Being caught up in the shift of life, I never recognized or appreciated my pure beauty. Visualizing each stage transparently has made me fiercely and firmly say, no hair, don't care.
Love it.
Yes. My girl said, no
love
hair,
it.
Don't care. I
no
love
hair,
that.
Don't care. Yes.
That is, and see, thank that's the you. Kind of, you know, I gotta tell you, Danica, that's the kind of empowerment that women need to hear. You know,
yes.
we don't know which woman will pick up that book and read No Hair, Don't Care. You know, because we are women and we are taught that we're supposed to look a certain way and move through a certain way. And so when you lose your hair, even if you, like you said, a child or a man, that lose their hair, it's your mane. You know, if you grow up the way I did, it's called your glory. You know, and when you don't
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so you feel away if you don't have it. But I am going to embrace that one. I am going to share that one with friends and family. No hair, don't care. you know, I just think that is absolutely brilliant. And you know, everybody's got a head. You know what I'm saying? And so you can adorn it and do whatever, but you take back your power. And that's
exactly
what I hear from both of the pieces that in the four pieces that you all have shared and some of the other ones that I've read, is that what I continually hear, and I see this consistent thread of each and every one of you taking back your power. You know, you are not giving up. You're saying, no, I got to take back my power. And no matter what any of you may be going through out there, whether you're male or female, man or woman, confused, it doesn't matter. There's always light at the end of the tunnel. Would you not agree, ladies?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I agree.
And we have to be open to see that light as well.
Yeah, no.
Exactly.
So, you know, if there was something that each one of you, I want to give each one of you an opportunity to share a pearl of wisdom, to share, you know, beyond, not asking you to go beyond how much you have already given me and everyone listening to us this evening, but if there is a lesson, if there is some kind of mantra that somebody can walk away from the show with, what would that be? Danica, you first.
I think I would just let everybody know that, you know, everything that you need resides right inside of you. You know, whatever you're seeking, it lies right inside of you. And it takes time to find it and to dig it up. And sometimes it gets hard, but it's right inside of you. And if you just keep digging inside and not seeking it outside of you, you will find it. You don't have to look to anyone for it. It's right inside of you. And that we can do so much collectively together in support and in building each other up,
yes,
and not tearing each other down, and just be the bright, shining light that we are, because we are all light, light and love.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to just tell everybody to love each other, uplift each other, edify each other, and don't judge each other.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Well, let me tell you, I got a goosebump from my kneecap up to my chest while I'm having a hot flash. So that was plenty enough. That was powerful, mommy.
Tell me,
what would you like to leave us with? Y'all going to wear a sister out. I'm going to have to take a vacation after this. You all are just too delicious. Tell me, what's your message, darling? I know you're on the air once a week, but please give us something to roll with, eh?
Well, Ms. Cleo, I would just like to say to everyone, life, embrace it, every second of it. We're not promised tomorrow. We're not promised the next hour. And we waste so much time procrastinating when we should just be living and doing what our heart wants us to do. And we don't have enough of that. And I want everyone to understand the importance of supporting each other and uplifting each other, because the crab in a barrel mentality does not work for us. It kills us.
No, it does not.
You know, there's enough talent and there's enough shine for everyone, you know. And like Danica said, we have to uplift each other. And I don't see enough of that. That's what I want to see. Because as we see with all these diseases and the way the world is going on, we're not promised anything. So just embrace life. You know, whatever is in your heart, just embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Exactly.
Now, we've got a caller. I want the caller to be able to get in and ask you all a question. So hang in there. Let me bring him on the line.
All right.
Good evening. You're on the line with Conversations with Cleo, Miss PD, a.k.a. Tammy Bell, and now I don't even know how to say it anymore. Danica Worthy, Lord Jesus, I love you. I'm going to give you a new name. You have to give me a nickname, Danica.
Okay.
What's your question, darling? Who's calling?
Hey, ladies. It's Lady J. I don't have a question. How y'all doing?
Hello. Hi, Lady J.
Hi.
Wow.
Boy, this is an honor, huh? Lady J, pick up our
phone. Yes, it is.
Hey, Michelle.
Wow. Hey, baby, how you doing? Thank you so much for calling in. Are they not phenomenal? I know you know this already.
Oh, my God.
Huh?
Yes. When I tell you, I'm seeing, I don't really know Danica, but, you know, I'm seeing everything in a whole new light. Like, I already admire Tammy, you know, for everything she do. And she just give me a lot of inspiration myself, you know. And hearing Danica's story is just, like, opening my eyes to a lot of things, and I just wanted to call and show them love. I really don't have any questions.
Oh, well,
I just
have a question. I appreciate the love, star. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Stay on the line. We just want to hit the sister fest. Stay on. Somebody else is calling. Just sit there. Hang in there. Well, welcome to the sister fest. What's happening? Who's calling? What do you want to say to Tammy or to Danica?
This is Valencia. And
hello.
I really want to say that this is a very empowering interview, that, you know, it does shine a whole new light on so many things and so many levels, like Danica's story, and like Lady J said, it it puts so much power and so many things in perspective, because like she said, we live in denial a lot. And this is coming from somebody that I'm, well, Tammy knows, I hate going to the hospital. I do live in, when something's wrong with me, I will do everything in my power to deny what's going on. And, you know, like she said, her friend, you know, was doing everything right. And it just reminded me so much of my mother who, you know, passed away last year. And, you know, she was on dialysis for almost 12 years. And this is a woman that never drunk, never took a sip of anything, never smoked anything, but her life was cut so short. And, you know, it puts it into perspective of sometimes we don't appreciate life like we should. And I really want to thank these ladies for really sharing their story and, you know, putting it out there and exposing themselves, because I know and I understand how hard it is to deal with death and then having to face it. So I just want to congrats to you ladies. Thank you so much.
I love you all. Stay on the line. We're just going to have one big cyber hook here in a moment. Hold on. One more person. Good evening. You're on Conversations with Cleo. What do you want to say to Tammy or Danica?
Hi, this is Priscita.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Hello, hello, Chrissy.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
I don't have a question either. I just wanted to tell you ladies that you guys are just, you darlings, are conquerors. I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of the message. It's really touching because in July, this past July, I lost a very good friend to cancer. And a few days ago, just found out two people who are very dear to me have cancer. So it's very personal to me. And I was just talking to Valencia the other day. I'm very introverted. To see me, you wouldn't know anything that I'm going through or what's going on. But listening to you guys' strength is just so encouraging. And it just is so uplifting. And I'm so proud of you ladies. And I just wanted to say that.
Thank you. And I know the ladies love to hear that.
Yes. That's so beautiful to hear. And I want to say just real quick, I'm proud of you ladies for all that you do. I mean, these are my diamond sisters. They know they are, all of them. And it's like they do such amazing things, and they're amazing women. And I'm proud of you guys as well, just, you know, to even know you.
Well, I have to say, since we're all having a love fest here, all of you have received me with nothing but love. You know, Tammy and Black right off the top, nothing but love, continued to elevate and help and assist and promote and Soul Sister and Lady J giving it up for the LGBT out there. Right along.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? No, we got to talk about everything, you know. We like
that's
to have
right.
you
that's right.
talk about it all. You know, and
right.
it's wonderful to see all of you younger women. Again, it gives me so much joy. I can't even, I can go sit down and roll me a big one and call it a day because y'all got it.
And this is why I love Miss Cleo. Oh my goodness.
I just want to say that I appreciate all you ladies, because Tammy has put me on to all of you ladies, and I'm so blessed to have, you know, gotten connected with her. And it's just an honor to be connected with you guys, because I feel like I might not talk to all of you, but I see you in the news feeds and Facebook, or see you on Twitter, and I just feel like I see my reflection in all of you. I might not share all of me with you, but I just see myself in all of you guys, and you're just wonderful, and you inspire me to put myself out there more. So, and
wow.
I love you all.
We got one more person on the line.
Oh, okay.
Good evening. You're on Conversations with Cleo, and what would you like to say? You don't have to have a question. What would you like to say to Danica or Tammy?
First of all, this is LaDonna Marie, L&B Poetry, and I just called to support my ladies. Hey, Miss Cleo and everybody else.
Wow.
Hey.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and say I was listening in. You know, normally I have a kid, so. But I want to say I'm very, very proud, and I respect you all, you ladies, for sharing your stories and being, you know, being able to, you know, uplift us still through your journey and just showing your, sharing it with us. So I just want to say I was here supporting, and I love you guys. You girls.
Wow.
We love,
I love you.
Sorry.
You too, LaDonna. Thank you for the love.
Oh,
I got
my girl
over here. The ladies just are chatting. LaDonna will be on the show in 2 weeks. So I'm telling you, honey,
Yay.
Are elevating, Yay. Promoting, lifting up our queens, lifting up our
Yay.
Kings, you know, insulating our children, because this is what it's going to take. You understand? This is what it's going to take all the time for all of us to come together and to build.
Yes.
And that is my joy. That I again, so grateful. I'm proud of each and every one of you, and I'm grateful and humbled always. I mean, wow,
yeah.
This will probably be the only second better show will be the one with Black, but clearly.
Oh, my goodness. You know he's teasing right now.
No. Nothing but love for all of my young kings. They know who they are. I love them to pieces. But, ladies, I don't want us to run out of time, and I don't want us to cut off anybody, but we are coming down to the last few minutes of Conversations with Cleo, and, again, what an honor. I think this show is going to blow up. Women all over are going to embrace the honesty, the love, the information, and above all else, the beauty and the heart of the poetry that you two, along with the other two women, have created. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for
giving us the platform.
You.
Yes, thank you,
know?
Miss Cleo.
All right, my dears, I'm going to let you all have a delightful, delightful weekend. Let's see, do we have, no, we got a minute. There's one more person. We got, okay, here they come. Come on, hurry the blood clot up. And the thing is ticky, ticky, ticky. How you doing, darling? You're on with Conversations with Cleo. You got 30 seconds to talk to Tammy and Danica. Hello? Now you got 20. Hello? They changed their mind. They must have pushed the wrong button. All right. So we end the show the way we started. Don't you love it? Ladies,
I love it.
This weekend, that's out to Valencia. That's out to Lady J. That's out to LaDonna. That's out to Danica. I mean, we are out there in Valencia.
And Chrissy.
Go to Sister 101 in October, so don't get it twisted. We're going to do a two-hour show, and we're going to rock the Casbar, boy.
Oh,
we
yeah.
Got
I love that. LaDonna will also be on PD Radio as well coming up very soon. So,
yes.
Love to all the ladies. Yes.
You know, have great weekends, my dears. I love you, and thank you. Peace. See?
Thank you.
Good night, ladies.
Good night. Good night, Bob. Good night, Dad. Good night, Mom. Good night, Grandpa. Lord Jesus, good night, everybody. Thank you all so much for tuning in. And we will see you back here next Thursday. Much love. Easy breezy weekend. And remember, 50% of the people aren't going to like you. So we're going to spend all our time, all our energy on the 50% that do. Peace.